synthesizers and the launch of the space race, the first satellites, the missions to the moon, occurred during the same post-World War II period. But it's also an inherent quality of electronic tones. Although the synth can sound dirty and gnarly, more often than not, the sounds it generates tend to evoke either a heavenly perfection that transcends the human plane, or forbidding alien zones of unknowable otherness. In many ways, this is a trick of imaginative projection. Nothing in electronic music recordings would exist without human decisions at every stage of the process, nor indeed without the human ingenuity and drive that in the first place led to the invention of synths, drum machines, sequencers, MIDI, digital audio workstations, programming software, auto-tune, etc. Still, the inorganic sheen and mechanistic precision that characterizes most electronic music does create a certain feeling of untouched by human hand, an illusion, but a mind's eye activating one. For most of its history, electronic music has gone together with ideas of the post-human and the inhuman. Although some of the gentler and more beguiling approaches to electronic music are given due attention here, the melodic and emotive strains of 80s synth pop, for instance, mostly my focus and fervour is drawn to those tendencies that involve the new technology's capacity for the artificial and the abstract. Synthesized sounds at their most disorienting and unfamiliar. Machine rhythms at their most relentlessly precise and physically testing. Digitally sampled collages at their most jagged and jarring. Music that brings the hardest hit of futurity, the most jolting break with tradition. Where does my intense investment in the idea of future music originate? It's probably three different things. At the start, there was the young person's patriotism about their own time, the desire to leave behind the past, to be always moving forward and looking to the horizon of tomorrow. That, coupled with the young writer's desire to discover and explore new territories, a delight in the rhetoric of prophecy. Another formative factor would be a kind of ambient modernism still lingering in the culture when I came of thinking age in my late teens and early 20s. Ironically, rather often this was based on the early decades of the 20th century, the manifestos and rhetoric of movements like futurism, Dadaism, surrealism. Again, there's that young man's attraction to prose and pronouncements with a certain temperament and temperature. Feverish in the case of Marinetti and crew. The third factor was a teenage love of science fiction, directly in the form of novels and stories, films and TV, but also indirectly through science fiction's interface with cutting-edge music during the post-punk era. Before there was ever a new wave in rock, there had been a new wave of science fiction, with writers like J.G. Ballard and Philip K. Dick exploring inner space and taking all kinds of formal leaps in style and structure that expanded the genre beyond its pulpy stories for boys start. That was the kind of science fiction, set more often in the near future and on Earth than in far-flung intergalactic scenarios millennia from now, that grabbed my imagination. Some of the music in this book really is science fiction music, carrying themes of the futuristic or extraterrestrial that are expressed not just through the sonics, but in the lyrical themes, the artist's image and stage performance, and the artwork of records. Other music is vanguard in its sounds and rhythms, but doesn't particularly have any truck with overtly futuristic imagery. Sometimes you'll have the paradox where the science fiction elements in the words and presentation are actually retro-futurist, already dated notions of tomorrow's world that hark back to the naive visions of the 1930s or 1950s. Thematically, Kraftwerk evoked the early 20th century with their allusions to Fritz Lang and the Autobahn. But in terms of their sonic architecture, in the 1970s, they were already creating the building blocks of 80s and 90s music, electro, synth-pop, techno, trance. Although the technical aspects of electronic music figure in these essays, you won't find here a history of technology or a nitty-gritty delving into